أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتاب الحكيم وأتم الحج والعمرة لله and accomplish the pilgrimage and the visit for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. These days, Hujjaj are coming back from Hijaz. Alhamdulillah, they have performed their Hajj. But those are coming home, there are three groups. The one are rescued from the fire. The other are cleansed from their sins as if they have been just born. And the third group returned home with their wealth and family secured. Why? Because based on their niyat, they will have reward, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said. The one goes there with the pure intention to please Allah. Such a man will be rescued from the fire forever. The other goes on Hajj only to discharge his religious duty without paying attention to the spirit of the Hajj. His sin will be forgiven, but since he has not been purified, he has to be careful about his future, so that satanic temptation and his carnal desires will not push him to sins, hence fire. The third man goes on Hajj to escape people's blame, to get the title of Haji, and to gain business profits. The reward of such a person is only material and worldly. When we are leaving at the time, we ask only the package, golden package, this package, that package. But the most important thing we should have with us is taqwa. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And make provision, but surely the best provision is the piety. If there is no piety there, this Hajj, even though it's completed, will not be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any amal we do, any act of ibadat or worship, we should focus on the acceptance of this issue. For example, the prayer of one who prays but does not give zakat or khums shall not be accepted. Or the prayers and the fasting for 40 days of one who backbites against a Muslim man or women are not accepted unless the victim concerned forgives him, as Messenger of Allah said. Or another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, God does not accept the deeds of any believer who has bad intentions against his brother in faith. Or anyone who look to his parents furiously, his prayer is unacceptable. The prayer of the one who looks furiously at his father or mother is not accepted, even though his parents have treated him unjustly. وَهُمَا ظَالِمَانِ لَهُ. So there are a lot of reasons that if you perform any act of worship, but it is not necessary that Allah will accept your deed. The another thing which is most important is walaya. Whoever shall not accept our guardianship, his deed also shall not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a condition for accepting any amal is taqwa. Innama yataqabbalahu min al-muttaqeen. Allah accepts only from the God weary. So there is an importance in this issue, and Imam Ali alayhi salam said, which is the most important thing, pay more attention to the acceptance of the act than you do to the act itself. As you know, then when we are in Hijaz, so many people ask about which is right and which is wrong, and they are concerned about the issue. But unfortunately, some of them, when they are leaving Hajj, they leave their Hajj at Jeddah airport. Why? Why? Because when they leave Hijaz, they are starting doing haram right away. You can't recognize some of the Haji or Hujjaj when they left the city, when they left the Jeddah airport. When they heard the Hajj is completed, they have no concern about halal and haram, the issue. And some of the women you can't recognize, or the men you can't recognize, because they shave their beard, and the women without hijab. So it's not only just going to the Hajj's importance. You have to know, is any deed you performed, Allah will accept or not. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam said, pay more attention to the acceptance of the act than you do to the act itself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.